Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
A grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give
songs every Sunday morning on Radio Africana.
Good morning and top of the morning to all our listeners. You're welcome to Radio Africana and to another session of Morning Dew. Once again, it's a privilege to be with you. I am sure you've all had a lovely, lovely, merry time. Lots of fun, lots of cheer, fellowshipping with family and loved ones. A really lovely time, especially the one of the few times in the year where you can get to have, you know, that downtime to really come together. and I hope it's been wonderful for each and every one of you. Right, at this point we position ourselves, and like the lovely song there, you know, want to give thanks. There's a lot to give thanks for, and so we just want to thank, you know, our session by thanking the Lord for how far he's brought us. We thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him. The Bible says of his mercies we are not consumed. We thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for his long suffering. Thank him because there's no one like our God. There is none that is our shield and our buckler. He has been our help in ages past. He remains our hope even for years to come. Eternal Rock of Ages, we stand before your throne of grace this day, acknowledging the fact that you are all in all to us. You are provider, our sufficiency, our shield, our buckler, our help, our Ebenezer. Lord, there's so much that you are to us, you do for us, you provide for us. And for all of this, as much as we can articulate and put in words, we want to thank you. Just want to remind our listeners to come into an attitude of thanksgiving, of gratitude and appreciation for the things that you have done. And so, Lord, as we prepare ourselves, you know, positioning towards the end of 2025 in the month of December, Lord, we ask that you will usher us in, you will order our steps, you will take us in, prepare us, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, you know, prepare our families in every sphere of our lives as we go into the dawn of a new season. All of this we ask of you and we thank you. We ask, as always, for the abundance of your spirit to guide us, to teach us, to instruct us in the way that we should go. And at the end of it, Lord, having experienced the things that only you can give and bless us with, may we all spontaneously be able to give you praise and thanksgiving. This we ask of you and we thank you. Particularly at this time, I want to remember the many who do not have the privilege to be here with us today, this morning, for whatever reason, wherever they are. Lord, we ask that our prayers reach out to them. Wherever they need your help, they need your touch, they need restoration, they need healing, they need deliverance, they need help from the sanctuary. We just pray that, Lord, you will meet them at the point of their needs. And at the end of it also, they may join us to thank you and praise your name. All this we've asked of you and we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Good morning, lovely people. Yes, it's a time to position, it's a time to ponder on the season behind, and as we approach the dawn of yet another new season. So, Everlasting Father, we just want to really take some time in the next few minutes, you know, to just reflect on a few things. So, I've got a scripture which must be very well known to each and every one of us, but it packs a punch concerning where we are now when we want a time to ponder, and it's in Proverbs chapter 3. And verses 1-8, it says, "My son, forget not my law, and let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Now that's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1-2. Do not forget his laws, right? But keep them in your heart. Meditate upon them. They will deliver to you length of days, long life, and peace. This is what they will add to your life. So we want to, at this point, reflect on all that God has done for us. You know, how far he's brought us. And it's because we do not forget his laws. We do not forget, you know, the personality that has made all of this possible. And so we just want that scripture to guide us as we remember his laws. We look into his commandments, remind ourselves of the importance. They, you know, our due diligence to obeying them, our due diligence to coming before him, committed to our relationship with him. These will all grant us length of days, long life, peace, you know, and all of this will be added to you. Besides, you know, we also have Matthew chapter 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added." So our relationship, our seeking his face, our coming to stand before him in all that we do is so important. Verse 3 says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, and bind them about thy neck." So remember mercy. So the mercies of God that were not consumed. Never forget the truth that is in God's word, the truth of the gospel, the truth that's a personality. Bind them around your neck, okay? Write them upon thy tabernacle, your tables of thy heart. you know, and it says, "For thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men." We're believing that in this season we will have good understanding. We talked extensively about the carnal mind not being able to understand spiritual things, but we have the privilege through the reconciliation plan that God has put in place through his Son Jesus Christ, that relationship and a commitment to that walk with him brings us to a place where we find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in man. I don't know about you, but that's something we're going to need so much in the season ahead. Verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding." Again, when we go back to that scripture, the carnal mind cannot understand certain things, spiritual things, spiritual realities. I don't know about you, but I will not trust my own understanding. I will not lean on what I know. I cannot lean on the knowledge that I have. But I rather, there's a God who knows all. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. We must remind ourselves that he is fully in control. And so our reminder at this point, as we position ourselves for the season ahead, is to trust in the Lord with all our heart. That means we're not playing lip service and we're not leaning on our own understanding. Verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge him." Now we're going to look more extensively at the different ways, the different spheres in which we live our lives. The Bible is saying, in every one of those ways, in every one of those areas, those arenas, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Another reward. So if we are able to follow these things, there are rewards that accompany our obedience to his instruction, obedience to the guidelines he has given to us. And so it's always good to go back to the scriptures to check where we are, to remind ourselves what's important. It says, "Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." We see a lot of that in our world today. A lot of people do a lot of stuff as if there's absolutely no fear of God. Let's be reminded, we must fear the Lord and we must depart from evil. He says, "And all of this, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow for thy bones." There's so much in that. So I just thought I drop that scripture for us as a starter, so that we, you know, pick the points there, we can take our time and reflect on it. We come before the throne of grace, right, this lovely day that the Lord himself has made. We come with hearts that are full of gratitude and appreciation. So that's our first posture. Okay, we're coming with hearts that are full of gratitude, hearts that are full of appreciation for what the Lord alone has done. You know, when you consider, and I want you to do this is what I want to encourage my listeners this morning, you know, consider the things that you yearned for in the year 2025. Consider the things that you desired and how some of them have come to pass. We indeed are grateful, you know, and there's a whole catalog. I'll just drop a few for us to reflect on, but I want you as a family, as a unit, with your loved ones, you know, your spouse, the children, just to take some time, you know, ponder in the attitude of being grateful, the attitude of appreciation. Think about the children. Some of you desire children. The Lord blessed you with lovely children in 2025. That is awesome. Some of you is a job. Some of you is a career. Some of you is a promotion. Some of you, different things that happen in your career. Maybe you're shifting, changing tracks. Maybe you're having a change. Whatever it is, there's so much, like I said, things we yearned for, things we desired, you know, and they have now come to pass. And we know who was before them. He says, "What is it that we have that was not given to us? You came with nothing, and evidently you're going to live with nothing." So everything that we have is of the benevolence, the goodness, the mercy, you know, the compassion of God, that we have been favored exceedingly. And I just want us to reflect. Think about the favor you've had with men. Some of you are in business. Some of you run your own organization. organizations, your entrepreneurs. You know, some of you work within industry, different parts within the civil service. With all that's happening around, think about the favor God has given to you. You hear about things happening on your left, you hear about 10,000 being, you know, gotten rid of on the right side, and here you are, you have a lot, you're still standing. Lovely people, there's a lot to thank God for. Favor with your colleagues, wherever you work with other people, your teammates, you know, your superiors, your, you know, those that are understudying you, those that are shadowing you. You work with different kinds of people. Maybe you work in education with students, you know, with managers, you know, all types of challenges you face. The Lord has seen you through all of that. You know, on the family front, there's a lot to thank God for. I don't know what He's done for you, for your spouse and your family. For some of you, it's in reconciliation. Some of you have been able to receive help from the sanctuary. God has sent you destiny helpers. God has put you in relationship with people that have been extremely helpful to you. Some of you have prayed for help and the Lord answered your cry. The Lord showed up. The Lord made a way. Within your community, many of you busy within the community, whatever it is you're doing within the community, you know, there's a lot to think about. So we just want to spend these few minutes. For me, it's just positioning us, just reminding us, all right, that there is a lot to be grateful for. There's a lot when we have the heart of posture and appreciation, all right? And so let's just not forget these things. Let's not take them for granted. You know, in the diverse task, diverse activities, people work on different projects. How has the Lord helped you? Some of you thought, how will I complete this activity? How will I complete this task? Where are we going to get the funding to do this? But through it all, lovely people, God has been faithful. You know, some of it has been tough. Some of you lost team members. People turned around when you needed them the most. Whatever, you are still here. Oh, praise be to God. Where there's life, there's hope. There's a lot to thank the Lord for. Consider all that He saw you through. The tough time, the valley times, the mountain peaks, times of victories, times of mourning, times of, you know, loss, you know. Some people have experienced loss. He's healed you. He's, you know, giving you the opportunity, the privilege, the strength, the fortitude to bear that loss. It is quite a great deal, and we want to be thankful for, you know, what the Lord has done. We'll take a break now, and we'll carry on with our posture. Okay, one of gratitude, one of appreciation, and we'll look at some other postures we need to have as we position ourselves and anticipate our going into and taking delivery of a new season. See you on the flip side of the break.
It's you that I see, it's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. It's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
At the center of it all,
it's you that I see,
it's you that I see.
Jesus only,
it's you that I see.
Lift those hands wherever you are.
There is power
in your name.
Miracles happen
in your name.
I
salute
our
voice. more time, sing with us. Sing.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Jesus,
it's you that I see.
Nobody else is worthy. Sense wherever you are, declare it. There is power.
There is power in your name.
Miracles
in your name.
I surrender to life.
I surrender to voice and pray.
It's you I see.
It's you that I see.
Yeah.
It's you that I see.
One more time, wherever you are.
Of the morning to all our listeners. If you're just joining us, yes, you're tuned to Radio Africana and this is Morning Dew. We just had a break. Yes, we're positioning ourselves, anticipating the season that is before us, and we're taking a posture. Our first posture this morning, we've been considering the scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. We had a look at that, and it's just a posture of the heart, a heart full of gratitude and appreciation. And we talked about the many things that when we consider, look back with hindsight, that we have to thank God for, things we yearned for, things that we desired, that have all come to pass, and indeed we are grateful. So you think about, you know, the things that have happened to you in the past few months. There's a lot to ponder. Sometimes when we don't, you know, stop to really ponder, we don't stop to, you know, reflective. Yes, and that's actually our next posture. So our next posture, we want to be reflective. We want to do some evaluation. Okay, so it's also a time to reflect. So it's a time for hearts of gratitude and appreciation for the different things in different spheres of our lives that the Lord has done. But it's also a time for reflection on the past. You know, you technically, in the work environment, you'll hear things like a SWOT analysis. That's your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities, and the, you know, targets or strategies that you can adopt in a new season. It's very essential. Let's look at what worked. Okay, let's look at what worked. Let's look at what didn't really go according to plan. Okay, what options do we have in terms of making amends so that we can still press on, we can still achieve, we can still, you know, have excellence, all of those kind of things, you know. So we want to spend some time. It is just me a pointer, you're right. Spend some time to consider, count your blessings, name them one by one, you know, and it will really surprise you what the Lord has done. So when we take the time to just think, to ponder, just to be still, think about January, think about February, you know, if you want to go, you know, even deeper, think about every week in every month and think about the things that happen. Look into your diary. There's a lot. There is a lot. So that we just don't gloss through it and take things for granted. If you start to count them, if you start to really reflect upon them, there is a lot to be grateful for. We also use this time, you know, to be reflective. Also evaluate, you know, what has happened, you know, in the past year. You know, were there things you plan to do, you know, and maybe, you know, they didn't go as planned. What did you learn from what didn't work well? What could you have done differently? How are you going to tackle that in this new year? Maybe it was a discipline. You wanted to be committed to timekeeping, to using your time, maybe to your quiet time. You know, so sometimes we put some things, we pen them down, but we just didn't get around to doing it. This is the time to reflect, you know, really reflect on why and really look into it in some depth before we go ahead, so that we're not doing the same things and expecting a different outcome. You know what that is called, okay? So we don't want to do the same thing and we're going to be expecting a different outcome. We want to examine what didn't go well and make sure we make our changes, we make adopt new strategies, we consider any other options, and we have a strategic plan. Now, what was accomplished as planned? Okay, very important. Have a look at that. So then you know what works. So there's no point trying to fix what is already working. What is not broken? Don't try to fix it. Okay. What has up to this point not been completed? So maybe some you started, you didn't quite achieve the goal, but it's not been completed. Okay. You know, you want to look at those as well. You know, we're grateful all the same. You know, the Bible says, in all things give thanks. So the Lord is working together, you know, causing all things to work together for your good. So regardless of the situation, He's not, I keep saying, He's not stranded. He's not confused. He's not, you know, wondering what next to do. He's fully in control and He can make all things work together for your good. So you want to reflect on all of that. You want to commit it all to Him. You know, I just have this saying I've just picked up years ago. Wise men, they say, anticipate season. So like we're here, we're anticipating there's a season ahead. And so we must be armed with a plan. Have you planned for your new season? Have you had a detailed plan? You know, that's something you need to settle down. Look at these various spheres in which you live your life. We'll consider that in a few minutes and map out a plan. Sometimes we don't have in our business the time to do all of that. This is the ideal time to reflect, to look at the different areas in which you live your life. In trying to keep a balance, you want to be able to have a plan for every one of them, so that you are, you know, paying attention to each and every sphere of your life. In the same state of reflection, a heart poised to embrace and step into what the Lord, you know, has for us in this new season. So we want to have a heart that is poised, is ready to embrace. So of course you want to tabernacle with Him, you want to seek His face, you want to find out what it is He has in stock for you. What would you have me do in this time? It is wisdom to seek His face. It is wisdom to seek the things that are above, you know, where Jesus is seated with the Father, you know, for counsel, for direction. Okay, and the Bible makes us understand that wisdom is profitable to direct. So if we seek His face, we seek His counsel, we meditate on the scriptures, we spend time to hear from Him. What would you have me do, Lord? What would you have me do concerning the family? What would you have me do concerning our finances? What would you have me do concerning my career? You know, some decisions you're just trying to run it by Him, Lord, so that you're doing whatever it is, not the way that seems right to you, the way that seems right to men, but the end is not the outcome we normally expect. So we are just really taking that time, you know. So these are just a few things I'm just pointing you here, and I want you to spend some time to just give it some real thoughts, to look into it in more detail. We live our lives out in spheres, and we want to keep our life in a balance. So that means having plans for each of the spheres, okay, and trying to keep everything in a balance. Now, ponder on this. We are not trusting in our own abilities. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. But what we are doing here is reiterating our trust. We're reiterating our trust in our communion with the Lord. We are praying in our coming to speak with Him. We're reiterating our trust, our confidence in the Lord, okay? Who has been so faithful to us and our spouses, to our children, our family, in our going out and our coming back every single day. When we think about these things, we just want to thank the Lord and ask, you know, we ask that the Lord will accept us and accept our thanks. So that's our, you know, second posture here, being reflective. These are some of the things that we want to ponder. You know, the Bible says, John chapter 1, I believe it's verse 12, it says, to as many as believed, He gave them power to become. So the Lord, because you are believing, you're trusting in Him, that which is what we are reiterating now, He gives you power. Okay, power to carry out exploits, power to do your work, power to go out every day. He gives you the breath of life. He gives you provision. There's so much he makes available to you. Again, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, you know, talks about without faith, it's impossible to please God. Again, we want to reiterate our faith and our confidence in the Lord. All right, who has brought us this far, and we're meant to reiterate our commitment in the journey, you know, to carry on with him. Now, something I want to mention, and it's very important at this point, you know, it's a very, very, very key thing, and sometimes we overlook it or we remember it when we run into, you know, tough times, tough seasons in the journey, and that's to rebuild our altar as an individual and as a family. You know, maybe the altar has broken down, maybe you got distracted, maybe you're not spending that much time in your vertical relationship. Everything else in your life flows horizontally from that vertical relationship. So the altar is where you meet with him, and the Bible reminds us also in Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, I beseech you brethren by the mercies of God, okay, he's beseeching you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service, that you present yourself every day. You stand before your maker, you come before his presence to acknowledge him, to thank him, to take downloads from him before you step out into your world. And he said, be not conformed to the world, this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. As many of you as have started this journey, as many of you as have started that communion and fellowship with the Lord, it's just a reminder to ensure that the altar is being built up, that the altar is being serviced as it should. All right. And he says, the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, that acceptable and perfect will of God. You need to come into his presence. You need to look unto, seek the face of the Lord, look above for the wisdom from above, for guidance from above, from leading by the Spirit. It will keep you above in life. It will cause you to come to know and to prove that good, acceptable and perfect will of God. So I pray that we spend time to remember our altar. Talking of which, Corinthians chapter 10, it says this, when 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, you know, it is anticipating the sharing, okay? It's a source of power. So this is talking about our commitment to communion with the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46 says, they broke bread daily. The covenant had to be applied. So we have a covenant relationship with the Lord, okay? And it releases, okay, what the cross provides. All right, so we have a covenant relationship with God. It releases what the cross provides. So part of coming to the altar to remind, you know, to be reminded that we're in this covenant relationship, to reiterate our trust in the Lord, our confidence in him, and to remember the demands of God's justice, to remember why his son died, to remember that we're in a covenant relationship. All right, and the Bible says, you know, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given to you, do this in remembrance of me. So the communion is, you know, stepping into agreement, is reenacting, reinforcing, remembering the covenant relationship and agreement we have with God. You know, we can see it in Luke chapter 22 verse 19, you know, do we do this as often as we come before him. Right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26, we can read a bit also in that chapter, right? It's a sign of the new covenant. It's an acceptance of the provisions that God has made available to us. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 16. We can see the whole verses we go through every time. So this is you setting up your altar. Some of the things you do when you come to that sacred place, as often as you do eat this bread and you drink this wine, you show forth. All right. So where there's agreement with the word of God, God exists. Okay. right? Where the where agreement with the Word of God exists, there's power that flows in that environment. So you want to ensure that the Lord is always present and that you're in agreement with His covenant, and there's a flow of power in your situation, in your life, in your circumstances, in every situation. You're committing your ways unto Him. So one of the good things you want to do at this time is remember the prayer altar, remember the communion, remember to share and remind yourselves as often as you can in this new season. Maybe that's not something that was on your plan for the new season. I urge you to put that in place, for where that agreement with the Word of God is, you know, power flows in such an environment. And we want to have the presence of God, we want to have the power of God, okay? Right, and that's where many have received their healing during the communion that they share. They did not receive because of emotions or because of any, but because of the covenant. So let's understand that there's a power that's released there. There's healing power, there's restoration power. There's, you know, he says as many as remain, he gave them power, you know, to become sons, you know, as many as believed in him. You know, and the Bible says in Deuteronomy, remember the Lord thy God, is him that gives you power. So the power that we need to drive our economy, to drive our daily activity, to go out, to come in, to fight and wage war, it is from this covenant arrangement. So it's important we reiterate this, we come to that place, and we're a constant reminder, you know, of what has been done for us, what it has provided for us, and just reinforce it. So the moments, you know, our hearts align with truth, the body responds. So communion carries with it a sacred seriousness of faith and not of fear. It is holy. It is a celebration of victory. The victory has been won. The broke, he came to make a way for us. He broke the power of sin so that we have a choice. We have a different response. We have an alternative way to live our lives in accordance with the righteous declaration of God over our lives. Right. So Jesus established it to remind us of his triumph on the over the power of sin. So it's so important. It is warfare with authority. Okay. You resist the enemy. Okay, when you resist the enemy, he's afraid of believers who discern the covenant. So this is so powerful for this new season, that you position yourself, you take out the strength and power that is available within your altar. And I pray that the Lord give you understanding as you do so in Jesus' name. We'll take another break now, and then we'll come back and see what else we can push into our session today. Please, I hope you're taking note of these very important postures. We talked about the posture of gratitude. We talked about the posture of being reflective. And then I mentioned the building the altar. Make sure that place is strong. And the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. See you on the flip side of the break.
We need a break. We give you praise, Jesus. You are the faithful one. Yeah. Another testimony. Are you ready? Let's go. I have looked around, searched near and far. There is none like you, no matter where they are. When the report of the enemy said it was all over, I consulted the king. My destiny molder. They look at the natural, but I see the supernatural. They see the breaking, but you are building a cathedral. I have a history with you, a long paper trail of a God who has never ever learned how to fail.
Never fail,
never fail.
You are the evidence that God is good. Life is the testimony, misunderstood by the world, but understood by the blood.
You are the evidence.
You are the evidence.
The reason why I sing.
The reason why I sing.
What you cannot do.
Jehovah does not exist. My life is shining, shining.
Oh yeah, check out,
check it.
See the way you turn my morning.
we're just getting started. The Red Sea of my problems, you have parted. Now I'm walking on dry ground, shouting hallelujah. My matter is settled, glory be to ya. It is settled in Jesus' name.
Lovely track there. If you're joining us, you're welcome back. There's so much to pack in that song. I took a few notes there. Let me see what I wrote here. You know, that you need to remember, you've got history with God. Anybody's been working with God, you got history. So look back into your archives, look at things to remind yourself. You know, sometimes you get on, feel like you feel stranded, you feel like you're abandoned. Hey, he brought you this far. Who do you think took you all the way? Even when you didn't have any clue, the Bible says that we're still not stranded, for we know not what to pray for, but we have the Spirit, the great advocate, the teacher, the helper. Listen, there's history. There's a lot to thank him for. I really want you to take this posture of thanksgiving very seriously as we move into a new season. Yes, your life is a testimony. Your life has to be living proof. Your life must speak of the goodness of God right here in the land of the living. You understand? There's a lot that the Lord has done for you. You know, when you think about the goodness of God, when you think about what he's done for you, come on, people, there's a lot to thank him for. So we're reflecting on what has worked, what is not working, what has been solid, what has helped us through. He's the strength of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. He's the strength of our heart. He's the strength of our life. You know, there's a lot that we have to give thanks for. So I just put in these pointers there so we remember. Isaiah 43, something I want us to look at. A couple of verses. Let's just start from verse 15. Isaiah 43, and looking from verse 15. It says, I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus said the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Verse 17 says, which bring forth the chariot and the horse and the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. If door God shut a door, who's going to open it? If God opened a door, he said, I've opened before you an effectual door. There are many enemies at the door. Don't worry about that. Remember when the Israelites got into the promised land, so we're afraid of the giants. He said, I've given you the land and I've given you the capacity to take them. Let's take a step one at a time. Every giant in your life will come down. Every resistance will come down. They must make way to the Lordship of Jesus in your life. Right, so he said he will bring all of them down. All right, they are extinct and they are quenched to low. Now remember ye not, this is verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So in spite of what all that's gone, he wants you not to really, you know, ponder on spotting the things that didn't work or whatever, but remember some of this heritage that you have with him, history that you have with him. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Bible is full of so many testimonies of the goodness of God. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above. As we approach this new season, let's be thankful, let's be grateful, let's be prayerful, considering our ways and acknowledge him in all our ways. We can expect his response to our cries, to our desires, to our goals, to our aspirations, to our dreams. Think on these things with a grateful and responsible heart. Okay, consider all the spheres in which you live out your life. Right, so as always, I always like to remind us of these spheres. You know, it's something which is standard in our teachings, because we live our lives in different spheres. So you got your health and well-being. That's an important part. You don't have health, you can't have strength to do whatever it is you're going to, get up and go wherever you're going every day. So thank God, talk to him, you know, do your due diligently concerning eating well, staying healthy, and the Lord give you victory in that area in Jesus' name. Your career, you know, what you earn your bread and butter from. Okay, some of you are still in academic stage, you're going through your career. The Lord grant you favor through all your, you know, lectures, your tests, your teachings, your, you know, assessments, everything that you go through as you take on that journey into that goal to achieve. The Lord will grant you success. The Lord grant you favor with you, with men, you know, and himself. Then your relationships, we have to relate with people, whatever it is we are doing, in our immediate homes, at work, you know, in the world, we're constantly relating with people. So let's just commit our relationships to the Lord. Your spiritual life, your personal relationship with Jesus, your vertical relationship, that's so, so important, you know. So keep that at the center, your vertical relationship. But while you're having that, you want to make sure that you're spiritually, you know, developing yourself. You've got a plan, you're constantly studying, you're, you know, have a mapped out plan for your study and your development for you and your family. So important. Your finances, another very important area, especially in the seasons that we're coming into. You need to understand more about, you know, how to gain more finances, how to manage what you have been given, you know, how to invest more, you know. Maybe you need to take some modules on that as well. The Lord will help you and grant you favor in your community, within your networks. Your significant relationship, now these are people who you need for the journey. Okay, they could be your coaches, your role models, your mentors, people that have been a great help to you. Some of them are for a season, some of them, you know, for a part of your journey, and there's some new ones that will come along the way. I pray the Lord open your eyes, grant you favor, even as he sends you help from the sanctuary. May you recognize all your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. So your significant relationships, you must invest some of your time in every one of these spheres. Okay, your personal development, make sure you're building your skills. It's the skills you develop, the skills that you have, you know, trained in, that be able to grant you more value in the marketplace. So build up your value, make sure you are valuable so that you can earn more. And finally, and not the least, your contribution. When you think about all that God has done for you, when you think about the blessings of God, the things that God has given to you as gifts, you know, you have a responsibility to give back. Okay, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. We'll look at that if we can for the end of the program today. Right, so finally, my brethren, all of these truths, you know, John chapter 8, 31 and 32 talks about, you shall, if you continue therein, in these truths, in this studying, in this research, in developing yourself within the knowledge, the revelation of the Word of God, you will come to know the truth, and that truth will set you free. And Philippians chapter 4 helps us. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, okay, if there's any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So the question is, whose thoughts are you having? Or what thoughts are you having? Or whose thoughts are you thinking? All right, some of you may lean towards the world, the thoughts of the world, the things around you, what's happening, what's trending. Some of you are leaning back to your past, things that happened. You know, you might be looking at your pain, your mind, or are you considering God's thoughts? You know, the Bible makes us to understand that the thoughts that He thinks towards us are of good, not of evil, to give us a future and to give us a hope. Think on these things. So that's what we're looking at here. So finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. Think about the quality of your thoughts in this new season. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Same Philippians chapter 4, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to the Lord. I pray you have a strong altar. I pray you have a good relationship with the Lord even in this season. You know, and the Lord will favor your investment of time in that relationship. All right, so there's not need to be anxious about anything. Just commit your plans unto the Lord and He will give you a way of escape. Now, right, so you have Luke chapter 12 and verse 48, and it asks a very question: what does it mean, to whom much is given? Luke chapter 12 verse 40, to whom much is given, much will be required. You know, so everyone has been given much. Much will be demanded, and from the one whom has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Luke chapter 12 and verse 48. Now, when you're thinking of all the things you're grateful for, when you're thinking about all the things that God has done for you in this season, there is a reason why He's committed much to you. And there's an expectation that you be a good steward of what He's committed to your hand. There's an expectation that you manage properly the things He has committed into your hands. You know, and so the question is, you know, what does it mean? To whom much is given, much is expected. There's a responsibility. So this statement of Jesus becomes somewhat an idiom, you know, and you can find it used in different ways. But what we need to understand here, you know, you have been given a lot of gifts. Some of you have been given responsibilities, great power, great grace, great anointing. With all of that comes great responsibility. All right. So the idea of to whom much is given, much will be required, is that we are held responsible for what we have. And I want you to think about that as you move into your new season. You are to be held responsible. Remember when we said we stand before Him, He is the one before whom we're going to give account of our thoughts, account of what we have done with our time, account of how we have reacted with those around us. Have you been a blessing? Have you been a source of encouragement? When a lot of you release prophetic word, does it bring fear to people, or does it edify? Does it communicate the love of God? When we talk to people, when we're teaching, when we're sharing our testimonies, we really need to think on these things carefully and make sure that we are being responsible with all that's been given to us. Again, you're responsible with the gifts, abilities, the strengths, responsible with your communion time, your prayer time, your altar time. Okay, you've been blessed with talents, you've been blessed with wealth, some of you have been blessed with so much knowledge, you have been blessed with time, some of you have been blessed with lovely children. Whatever you have been blessed with, you have a responsibility to manage it. May the Lord find you a good steward, you know, concerning your handling of what you have been blessed with. It is expected that we use this well to glorify God, okay, and benefit others. That's the important message I want to leave here, all right, that we use it well to glorify God and benefit others. So Jesus had just told a parable about being ready for His return, and His disciples, Peter, asked if the parable was for just them or for everyone. So again, look at that question: is this for just us or everyone? And Jesus replied with another parable in which He defines the faithful and the wise manager, okay, as one who gives out food and other allowances at the proper time. The Bible says that if it is within your power to do what is good and you don't do it, it's considered sin. God bless you with resources. God bless you with the ability to be a blessing to others. And it was within your power to help and you withheld it. It's not being accountable. It's not the responsible thing to do. And I just want us, as we round up our session, to consider all that God has given to you, all that God has committed to you. Maybe this is something you have not really taken seriously. It's a good time, as we position ourselves, to make sure that we have the right attitude, the right posture as we go into this new season. Have you been a good steward of your time? Have you been a good manager of the resources that God has given to you? The talents, the wealth, the knowledge, even people around you. God sent people to around you because there's something you have to offer. Have you been committed to teaching them? Have you been committed to encouraging them? Sometimes it's not even much, just an ear to listen, somebody to be there to understand what they're going through, somebody to listen, someone to love them, somebody to encourage them, so whatever it is that the Lord has given to you, let's make sure that we're there to be able to give proper food, okay, and proper timing of whatever it is that we are being blessed with to those that are around us. When the master returns and finds the faithful covenant, servant managing his resources well, he will put him in charge of his possession. So we can read the whole story in Luke chapter 12 from verses 44 to 45. It's been entrusted with certain things, and faithfulness requires that we manage these things wisely and unselfishly. Lovely people, I hope really it's been an incredible time today. Please just take those little counsel, position yourself. We'll come in the new year and really look at some strategic planning, for our new season and some of the things that we need to put in place and break down some, methods, tools that can help us. Till we meet again, same time, what can I say at this point? Have a great new year, because it'll be definitely the new season when I speak with you next. And until that time, the Lord go with you, the Lord strengthen you, the Lord cause you to have a powerful time of reflection, of gratitude and appreciation. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and bye for now.
In Christ. in Christ I will soar.